This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This guy right here, Herb Howard, he is the absolute truth.
What's that, Herb? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got it.
Our brother, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He's in the building.
Herb Howard, always a great football press conference question asker.
Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me.
I was going to ask you, have you played receiver? Y'all are laughing. He's the only one not laughing.
And you hear that baritone in the press conferences. You know that a good question is coming.
Yeah, that's a great point, Herb. I will say that you hit it right on the head there.
From the Bigs, Herb Howard is in the house.
I wish I looked as comfortable as
I know,
this
man. I need some chunks.
Very nice look.
So very casual. Let me tell you what happened. This is probably about 2 years ago. Lou invites me to do some pregame work at Soldier Field with him. I come, I'm dressed, I feel like I feel really, really good. I got one like mauve pink color suit. It's tailored, it fits good. I look amazing, if I do say so myself. We do the hit, hit's over. Lou goes, if you ever outdress me again on my own show, I'll never invite you back. I haven't been back on the show since.
I don't think you would do that because I don't think that you would ever admit to being overdressed or outdressed.
It was off camera, so from now on, I'm always going to underdress anytime I'm with Luke.
By the way, I remember that day you did look really good.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Oh, man, it is great to have Herb Howard here in the building from It's the Bigs. We love the guys and the girls over at It's the Bigs. Shout out to my guy, Eugene. Every now and again, I just randomly run into Gene in the streets.
Me too.
And shout out to my guy, Terrence Tomlin, as well. And this guy, Herb Howard, you know, I talk about this all the time. Like, I see you. I can see you from here. Don't worry, I'll be out of the way soon enough. And then it'll all be yours.
Listen. That audio intro was like the second coolest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I don't even know what the first one is, but I know I'm going to leave space for something else. That part was super, super, super cool. I also want to say that it is 3:06 right now. Mm-hmm. When I walked in, you were all about, you know, how late I am. And Alex told me this was supposed to start at 3 o'clock.
Oh, we're late. Now he's flipping it around. Well, that's on me. It's my job to make sure the show is on time, but we've been having so much fun that we were a little late. So that's definitely on me.
I wanted to blame
it's on you. That you said that this man was late and he was early.
What did I say about your punctuality that you wouldn't and haven't said about your own self?
All of it was a lie. No,
Get out of here.
No, socially, I'm not very punctual. I feel like socially, we will arrive when we arrive. We're going to get to the restaurant, the bar, yes, the function, whatever, at this time. Ish.
Time frame. Yeah, I agree. Ish. But radio shows don't work that way.
I was here on
That's
time
why
for
I
the
was
radio
concerned.
Show.
I was concerned.
No. No ish for radio.
So was that clip that they just played?
To meet Jason Leisure for a beer, ish.
Was that clip they just played? Was that from when you wore those Hoochie yes. Daddy shorts on well,
Hoochie Show? Daddy shorts are hilarious. I wear shorts as often as I can. We live in Chicago. Yeah, I got about 70 days to get shorts in.
Yeah.
So the minute it's above 55, 60, I'm all into my shorts back. I see you got on cool shorts today, too. Yeah. So, yeah, I had the shorts on. But that story I told was 100% true.
That's funny.
Lou definitely told me as soon as that camera went off, don't outdress me on my show. I want to invite you back. And I haven't been back. So from now on, anytime you see me with Lou Kanellis, I'll probably have on pajamas.
Well, Lou is definitely very well dressed all the time.
He is.
All the time. And when I guess we can put Bake back into the discussion now that he's doing sports again. But he used to be Lou Kanellis and Ryan Baker.
Ryan Baker. Mm. Ryan Baker's always dressed well.
You know, like two guys that were always had their stuff together. When you saw them on the air, they were always sharp. Open casket sharp. That's how good they were out here looking.
That's how friends of the show, Caitlin Sharkey and Cassie Carlson are.
Cassie always dressed like that. Yeah, she came in here and I was like,
and Dion.
I'm like, why do you look like professional right now? This is a radio show.
Now, Cassie Carlson hit you with like the leather pants and the heel and the whole nine. It's like, dang, Cassie, like, give me a chance to look halfway decent standing next to you. Like,
this is the thing.
They all, Cassie Carlson, Caitlin Sharkey, Dion Miller, they all dress like they just like walked like a mannequin just walked out of the store onto the street.
They make all the rest of us look like football reporters.
Yes.
I'm wearing these brightly colored Nike shorts, and one of my 11-year-old daughter's friends comes up to me and she goes, "Oh, where did you get those shorts? And why?"
That's good.
They got you with that one.
That's good. That, man. That's funny. I can like If you talk to me like that, like, we can get along. I like that.
Do you feel comfortable telling the Liquid Death story? Because that's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's a different story about my 11-year-old daughter.
Have you
ever seen Liquid Death?
I know what it is.
Water.
I know what it is.
If anyone is listening to this.
Tanny, do you still have your
can? Tanny has one right now.
Did you finish it? I crushed it, yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you don't know what it is, it's bottled water, basically, that comes in a can. And it does look like a beer can. It does look like it's an IPA or something like that. So I took my kids a year or two ago to a concert at Northerly Island. And you know, like, I have all the cheap dad moves. I'm all about cheap dad moves.
Pack a lunch.
Pack a lunch is a big one. I was just talking to my daughter today about maybe we'll go to Six Flags. By the way, when we do, you're going to pack a lunch. One of my great ones is when I take them to a Sox game or something, I tell them, hey, guys, and they don't know this is a game yet. Before the game, I'll take you anywhere you want to eat. Wherever you guys want, you can pick. They think that's amazing. I know they're going to pick Chick-fil-A, and it's going to cost, or Wendy's,
or whatever. A fraction of the price.
It's going to cost a third of what it's going to cost me at Comiskey. So, like, whatever you guys want before the game, you guys, and they think it's amazing.
That's a pretty good dad move. Tanny, have you ever pulled that trick?
It's a win-win. I would never judge another father in the room, but I would never deprive my child of all the delicacies that Sox Park has to offer. My dad would definitely do that to me, and we've definitely stopped for a Maxwell Street Polish before and after a game. But like, I love the culinary experience.
They have very good food there, Tanny. You're right. I do. Hey, does this help at all that I do tell them I'll get them any one treat they want at the game? They get a treat at the game.
Yeah, that's fair.
My dad, when we were kids, we would go to White Sox games or we would go to games around the country. He would, when we were walking into the stadium, he would give us each a $20 bill. Then that's your concessions. And back in the 90s.
That's fair. You
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, you're good.
That's like two things to eat, a drink and a ice cream or something back in the 90s.
Dippin' Dots. Now go back to Liquid Death thing.
So my daughter is pestering me about getting her, can you get me a water? Can you get me a water? And I'm like, man, I'm not going to want to pay $9, if maybe more, for bottled water here. But I'm like, if this is what it takes to have the night go better, I'm going to do it. So I get it for her. And my 11-year-old daughter, Anna, she's very, very self-conscious. Herb's met her many times.
Indeed.
You've been out to breakfast.
She's one of the smartest children I've ever met.
But she's very self-conscious about a lot of things. She's easily embarrassed. And when I handed her what looked like a beer can of water, she was so embarrassed, horrified. And I didn't mention this to you when I was telling you about this earlier. We ran into someone we know at the concert while she's holding what she feels like is a beer. She's so embarrassed by this. And She's like, I can just see her face kind of like melting down, and she's holding it. And she's taking one sip out of it, maybe. And she's like, I don't want this. I don't want this. I'm like, no. You are chugging that thing. You are drinking that whole thing. Well, I don't like how it looks. Well, Would you like me to put it in a paper bag for you?
Oh.
Wow.
Would that help?
Wow.
This guy.
Wow, that is great parenting.
Well, then people won't be able to see it, Anna. Is that what you want?
Wow.
Just the whole bit. That's great. Wow. Herb, thanks for coming down, man. We appreciate you. Where you want to start? You want to start talking about this Bears team?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I do want to give my big brother Drew Steen was a shout out. He with broke the story yesterday about the front office extensions, and you know that's been a huge discussion today. And so shout out to Drew for doing that. I'm waiting to break something somewhere about anything, and Drew's over there killing it on the Bulls beat. So shout out to Drew.
Can I ask you guys both? And I had my experience as a beat reporter, and it's funny. Like inside of one of my group chats last night, we were talking about the breaking news like apparatus.
Sure.
And I know that it used to give me hives when I was a beat reporter, especially when free agency would come around.
Yeah.
Because you know that there's a lot of competition on the beat itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the national news breakers.
Yep.
What's it like for you guys to deal with both your own level of competition, your editors, and Do you think that there is a value to the breaking news aspect, or is it people just want your reaction to the news and maybe don't care if you necessarily broke it?
For me, it's so important to be right than it is to be first. And so I can imagine back in the day it may have been different, but now with this rush to be first, and then everybody's a reporter and has a phone and a Twitter, and it's like you just want to be right. And so for me, it's just more important to maintain solid relationships, whether that's with, you know, people inside the building, people, sources close to the situation or sources with knowledge of the situation. It's just more important for me to maintain, you know, the integrity of those conversations and those relationships than it necessarily is for me to be first. But I certainly want to be. You certainly try and, you know, put those things out. You know, this particular person is working on an extension or this thing might happen. And so you're like, hey, hit me if this is actually going to happen. You know what I mean? And so you try, but I, like, it's really, really cool if it happens, but I wouldn't, like, go out of my way to do it at risk of being wrong or at risk of damaging a potential source relationship.
It is extremely hard to break NFL transaction news now.
Yes.
For anyone other than the main national reporters.
Unless it's Schefter or Pelissero or Ian Rappaport.
Yeah. Right. Two of those guys work for the league.
Right. Correct.
And there is so much horse trading between them and agents, them and executives that it's kind of automatic that it's going to go through them basically as it goes through officially anyway. Where you'll see sourcing and stuff in the way that I cover the Bears is where you'll see a lot of behind the scenes information coming through is if you go back to, you know, when they're late in the 2023 season trying to figure out what to do with Justin Fields and having this pick coming in of Caleb Williams. If you're reading the Sun Times through that, you have no doubt on where things are headed basically from like November till March. Once you really get into where it's pretty obvious it's that they're going to draft Caleb. That's where you see sourcing kind of gives you a complete and thorough and kind of gives you a guideline of reporting on where things are going.
It's so interesting. And I'll go all Barry Horowitz. I broke a story last week. Okay. And it was on the media front and
I was out of town. So I would love to hear what this was. I didn't catch it.
This was when CHSN was going to end up back on Comcast.
Okay, okay.
By the way, I switched back. I had been a Fubo guy, and once I heard that deal got done, I have already moved back to Comcast. So, anyway,
so it worked.
I'm glad that they're back. You. They're on Comcast, and now I'm back, and we'll see what happens with the over the air signal and all that stuff.
I miss it because I'm just like, oh no, I can't watch the White Sox anymore.
Uh-huh.
Oh no,
you're one of the only people that's actually watching the White Sox, though.
Like literally one of the only people.
Yeah. You're one of those.
The only guy I like is Leisure because he pitches and I walk past the TV and it's like my childhood dreams are coming true. I'm walking past and they're like, Leisure sets and delivers.
See, and Steve Stone is out there saying your name on TV, which is a cool thing. But it's the way that it's structured now, I do wonder about whether or not it matters to the consumer. And I do, there's clearly, like there's a rush when you get the opportunity to be first on something.
Mm-hmm.
But Herb, I think that your approach is better. And it was kind of the approach that I wanted to take. Like, I want to make sure that we get this right because there's nothing worse. And it happened nationally during free agency and the draft. There were a lot of people that were reporting stuff, and then magically those tweets disappeared because the information that they got was wrong. I also think there's a ton of like one source reporting, but that's another story for another day. When it comes to the breaking news stuff, though, I don't know if – I mean, I guess everyone wants to be first, or everyone who listens wants to think, hey, you know, Herb is the Bears guy, or Jason is my Bears guy. I know that they have the scoopage. I feel like in being in this space, and it's a little bit different from when I was reporting, in this space, I think people will – they don't care where the news comes from. They have so much trust in you guys to interpret what that news is for them. And there's value context, in that.
And I think that's where the individuality comes in, right? So a story's going to come from wherever it's going to come from. And then how Jason feels about it may not be exactly how I feel about it. And then the people who are super loyal and like diehard Jason Leisure followers, then they just can't wait to see what Jason thinks about this so it can help them form how they feel about it. And same thing for me.
They just wait for me to crap on it?
Usually, but, you know, that's what they're waiting for. And so, you know, this idea of being first isn't as important to me as being right or having a legitimate, like, thought about it that I've had a chance to kind of sit with and digest and discuss how I feel with it. But now, because of the things like Twitter and everybody's like, we can't do what everybody else does. Like, anybody else who's, like, a fan of the Bears, like, have a friend on the Bears or a friend in the whatever, then they can just throw something out. And if it's wrong, then so what? It's just wrong, right?
There's no consequences.
You or I can't just put something out and, like, oh, it was wrong, so what? It's like, oh, no, Jason Leisure from the Sun-Times got this wrong. And there's this whole big thing.
The aggregation of if you two put something out, aggregation of that, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Right.
And if you're wrong, your bosses are going to be upset. Yeah. You're going to be upset if you got a story wrong.
I don't even get to the point of thinking in my mind about what is the backlash at work going to be if I get something wrong. I would be so like preoccupied like, with this would be the worst thing for me. I would hate this. I need people to know that
you
everything,
take the job seriously.
I need people. Well, I just need people to know as an offshoot of that, Lawrence, is I need people to know everything they read that's under my name is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe some stuff doesn't go in because I don't know if that's
true.
I don't know yet. But everything that you read under my name has got to be true. And that's before I even talk to an editor or somebody at work. That's for me.
I'm going to go to Hallis Hall tomorrow and I'm going to look Ryan Poles in his face. And he's like, Herb, what was that yesterday? He may not actually say that, but I'm like, he knows it and I know it. And it's like, or like Jalen Johnson, like, I talk to you every day and we have a pretty good relationship. I don't want to go out there and say, well, he did this or he did that or this is happening. And it's like, no, I didn't say that at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
like,
accountability in that way, too, as a person. I mean, in the way that, you know, people, random Twitter accounts don't have is I know I'm walking in and seeing these people. I know that all these people have my phone number and know how to reach me. I know that I know, for example, kind of even not about breaking news, but I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
I truly believe that those end up, at least my experience was, those ended up being the best relationships that I had. Where
Out of conflict.
Yeah, someone would pull you aside because they know that you take the job seriously, and someone would be like, yo, you got this wrong, and here's why. And I'm always open to that conversation because I think that at the root of all of this is we need to be as well-versed as we can be in what it is that we cover so that we can help the people who follow us in this. So if I get the opportunity to learn something from a mistake, I like to do it. And that was always my favorite thing is someone saying, tell me why you said blank. And then I go, well, this is why. And this part's right, this part's right, this part's wrong, and let me tell you why. Those are those moments where you go, okay, now I'm getting a real education inside of the building.
I had somebody tell me, not this was incorrect, but, well, when you wrote that, you don't understand this rationale for it. And this was an executive that I had, and let me just preface this by saying I've had a pretty long career, so
He's covered NBA teams, hockey teams.
This could be anybody.
He's covered college football teams. Yeah.
I had made this pitch to this person multiple times that I say to everybody I cover, player, executive, agent, is we have a shared interest. Whatever your feelings are about the media, we have an aligned interest of wanting you to be covered fairly and accurately. And the more I understand about why you do things, the more fair and accurate the coverage is going to be, which is really important to me. And I found it to be important to everybody that I cover too. And so I've made this pitch, and the person would always just kind of tell me what I wanted to hear and be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, good idea. You're right. I'm on board with that. And never happened. There was never this, you know, healthy line of communication until one day in a sports facility, somebody, that person was very upset about some critical coverage and said exactly this, said like, well, when you wrote about this problem and this problem, you don't understand all of these reasons for why that happened. And I said, that's my point.
That's
what I've been telling you for fill in the blank number of years that I've been covering fill in the blank organization. That's what I keep saying to you. And you don't get it. I've done my part. And if I don't have the information, that doesn't mean I'd make wild, reckless speculation, but I will judge off the information that I have and formulate my opinion off whatever information I have. If I have more context and more reasoning for why you did what you did, I still may not agree with the move, but I will at least understand where it comes from better. And then that led to what you're saying. That led to that was finally like the example. That was the point getting across. And then things were more productive after that.
There's nothing wrong with having that educational moment that you were speaking of, right? But as long as you understand that I'm not coming from a malicious place, like, you know, I'm coming from a genuine place. I'm not intending to make you look bad. I have a job to do and I'm going to do my job, but I'm going to do it from a professional space and always with pure intentions. Like, I still get people coming to me today about me asking Eberflus if he was going to get fired if he was willing to get fired without changing the OC last year. I didn't want to ask him that question, but it did need to be asked. And I asked it as delicately as I possibly could. And I think he respected it. Like, our dynamic didn't necessarily change. I mean, he wasn't there much longer thereafter, but it didn't necessarily change. But I needed to ask that question. But I'm not trying to disrespect you. And I'm certainly not trying to get you fired. I respect everybody that reaches the heights of their particular field, right? Like the players, all of it, right? So I have a ton of respect for those guys, but I still have to ask this question as much as you don't want to hear it, and I don't necessarily want to ask it.
It's not asking it delicately. It's asking it respectfully.
Respectfully.
Yeah, you can do this job, and you can do it the way that I've been doing it. And you guys love playing the clips.
It's funny because it's respectful. You guys both do this well.
Made a good point. The one other thing I tell people that I cover, besides that we both want the coverage of you to be fair and accurate, is that it is not personal. No. Anything I write, anything I do, my job, and I know this is complicated and it puts me in a position of, the thing I'm criticizing is very personal to you. This is your life's work.
Sure.
If you're Justin Fields or a GM or whoever, but I am not out to get you. It is not personal. My job is to critique how you do your job. And I do not wish ill on you as a person in any way.
I want to talk about this a little bit more. We need to take a break. And I also want to get you guys' thoughts on how the Bears offseason stuff went. We will do that after a quick timeout. Herb Howard is here. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegs. We're still waiting on whether or not the Cubs are going to play baseball. We'll let you know when we know next on The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hanging out with Herb Howard of It's the Bigs. Hanging out with Jason Leisure, who is sitting in for Spiegs. Spiegs is scheduled to sing the national anthem at the Cubs game, if there is a Cubs game today. It's the skies have at least lightened up a little bit, so that's good.
It's not as scary outside. Do we have black pumas coming in from the break? Nice pick.
See? See? Well, see, Tanny gets stuff done. I got to hip you to some of Tanny's mixtape work.
Oh, he's the absolute best. We know that he's the Sultan of Sound. Like he's there's no one better.
Yeah, I got to get you Windy City Soul. 1 and 2.
Okay.
This is the newsroom, man, for the Spiegs national anthem. I mean, is there anything at all? Like, what's our status right now?
Status is we haven't been told that the game's been canceled.
Status is, as of now, still in play.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to check in with Spiegs. Our plan was we would check in with him in the 5 o'clock hour. So by then, if they're still a go, he would have had his rehearsal.
And we believe he has sound check at 4?
Yeah, that was the plan. But so, I don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, we got to hear something at 4 then.
Yeah, we should hear something one way or the other.
I want this so bad for him.
Me
because,
too.
Like, he's such, I mean, clearly he's a big baseball guy, but he's a big music guy. You know, he's taking this very, very serious. And I was saying, like, during the break, like, it'd be one thing if he was doing the stretch, right? The stretch is awesome, but it's not the anthem in terms of how serious it is to be taken, right?
It's no pressure.
You can make 40,000
people. It's like leading
people
a song at a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
you can
cares?
Make 40,000 people with beers in their hands help you with the stretch.
Right.
The anthem is the anthem, and so you know how serious he's taking, and I hope Spiegs gets the chance to do it.
Yeah, you're on your own with the anthem.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So, Herb, I've gotten a lot of Jason's thoughts because he comes on every week with us. I'd love to talk to you about what you've seen up there at Halas Hall. Are the rumors about the differences between what a Ben Johnson practice looks like versus a Matt Eberflus practice, are they real?
I think they are real. I remember Coach Eberflus talking about, you know, we aren't going to walk past mistakes. And that was the thing that he said when he got there. And I was like, that's really, really cool. But then you fast forward 6 months later, you know, and it's like, well, there were some things that were happening in the spring or in training camp that we should have addressed. Like, well, why did you walk past said mistakes? Right now, you're seeing Coach Johnson absolutely not walk past anything. He told me that he sent them back into the huddle because he didn't like the way it sounded and the way it looked when they broke the huddle. He said, I didn't think they were ready for business because of the way it sounded and the way it looked when they broke the huddle. So I made them go back in there. And I was like, I get that. Like, I get that. And I understand why it matters because, you know, having played quarterback in a much longer time ago at a much lower level, I know when you call a play in the huddle and you say, hey, we're going trips right. We got 82 pass slot left on 2. And the guy's like, break, as opposed to me like, break, and it's like, nobody believes this is about to work. You can feel it, right? You come into the line like, this isn't going to work. Coach can see that too. And so he's like, no, do it again. So I think he's absolutely correcting every mistake he sees, and he's calling out whomever it may be. If it's a veteran like Cole Kmet, which you've all heard about at this point, he's going to call him out. And that sets the tone for all the young guys as well. Coaston Loveland can't say anything after he's seen – you know, Cole Kmet get checked for making a small mistake as well. And so that permeates throughout the team, throughout the roster. And he's also surrounded himself with coaches who are of the same ilk. And so Coach Bieniemy isn't going to allow you to take a misstep. He isn't going to allow you to run over the bags with your eyes down.
The cones don't move.
They don't move, right? So he's on that same type of time as is Coach Randall Lale. You see the same thing on the other side of the ball led by Coach Allen. So it's permeating throughout the team. And I think it's being led by a coaching staff who is genuine, and they aren't going to lower the standard.
One of the points you made is a really good one, too, I think, that mm-hmm. differentiates from the past two coaching mm-hmm. staffs is the cohesion that runs from Ben Johnson down through the assistants,
yep.
I think, is there in a way that it wasn't with Eberflus and his offensive coordinators. And Matt Nagy had this problem, too, of Matt Nagy wants routes run a certain way, and then it's not being coached like that at the position coach level. And so there's this discrepancy between what the head coach wants run and what guys are doing because it's what their immediate supervisor is telling them. But part of what Herb is describing that really makes Ben Johnson different than the last two, Eberflus and Nagy, is this is reflective of Ben Johnson's personality. You can mm-hmm. see it, Lawrence. I'm sure you've seen it from the day he got here. He is very amped up. He's very high energy. No one would ever describe Matt Eberflus that way. Matt Nagy was a little more like that, but Matt and Ben Johnson is very, very amped up. And I had talked to someone when it was getting closer and closer to them seemingly going to hire Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And he said, Ben was not even a position coach on this team. And you'd come out to practice. And as you're coming out, this guy's T-shirt is already a different shade of gray. It's already like full lather. Yeah, because he's running around. He's yelling at everybody. He's jumping around from position group to position group. He's out there. Like, he is just like he's just chugging Red Bull, it looks like. Yeah. And I don't even know if he does that or not, or if he's just that's just his natural caffeinated
he wakes up like that.
State. But, I mean, you can see the higher energy like that. Now, that, like everything else, will only be great if it leads to results. Otherwise, it's going to be, I don't like this guy in my ear all the time.
That's the thing I've been saying. There's this kind of runway, right, that a limit of time for this trust factor, right? So you talk about guys like DJ Moore, Jalen Johnson. You got to understand, these are not guys who have a ton of experience in winning programs. And so it's one thing to say, well, this is what a winning program looks like. And they can believe you and they can trust you for a little while. But if the results don't come, well, now you're just yelling at me every single play for no reason, right? This isn't changing anything. And so now this trust and this buy-in that we always hear about starts to wear a little bit thin if you don't win games. The Bears got to get out to a fast start for this buy-in to continue, because you got leaders on your team like DJ Moore who only know football from the Bears and Panthers perspective. And this idea of this is what winning looks like doesn't really resonate to them in a real way. I think they're professional. I think they're going to buy in. But if it doesn't yield results sooner than later, I don't know how long the buy-in lasts.
When it comes to our coverage of Caleb Williams, clearly he is someone that every and any Bears fan wants to know the most about. And now that we've gone through year one, Herb, I'm going to start with you on this. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what you think is fair to ask of Caleb in year two, and it being the first year with Ben Johnson.
I think it's fair to ask him to put the time in to learn this system. And it's not fair to him, right? You come into a bad situation where you end up with two coordinators in your rookie year, and now you're already on to essentially your third, like, playbook almost, right? And so that's not fair, but you still have to go through that process. And what I'm looking for from him, I'm not a huge numbers guy when I talk about quarterbacks. It's got to be 4,500. It's got to be 45. I don't care. For me, it's got to be a W, right? And what I'm more interested in is how quickly is he getting in and out of the huddle? How are they limiting the pre-snap mistakes? How quickly does he find the post-snap answers for what the defense is trying to do to him? Can he get through his progression? 1, 2, work his way across the field and find 3. We heard Coach Johnson reference that about Caleb being late to getting to a check down to his right side. But he started left, center, then finally got over there. And Coach Johnson's like, that's cool. Do it faster, right? Get there quicker so that we can constantly stay ahead of the chain. So we aren't 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. We're more consistently 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. That's going to help him out a ton. That's going to keep the offense balanced. So if he can do those things, if he's operating at an efficient level to keep them ahead of the sticks, you're not seeing the play clock get too low unless they really want it to get low. Those are the things I'll be looking for more so than he threw 3 or 4 touchdowns week 2 at Detroit. Whatever. You know what I mean? We talked about that last year. He went to Houston and he put 363 on them. Then they went to Indy and he put 350 on them. They lost both of those games. That doesn't mean anything to me. Now, people who are looking for that first 4,000 yard season, maybe it means something to them. It means nothing to me. Win the game.
Well, all right, so wait, I need you to hold on. And Herb, can you stay for one more segment?
Sure.
Because we need to take another break. I also have been given a weather update.
Hey.
So I'll share what we know about
Spiegel Cubs related weather update.
Okay. Yeah, I'll share what I know next here on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it's not going to be perfect, and you got to be able to weather some storms.
Hanging out with Herb Howard and Jason Leisure, who is sitting in for Speaks. So here's the latest on the Cubs and whether or not game 2 of this series with the Brewers is going to happen.
Do we have a news sounder for this or something? I mean,
I'm sure Tanny can find us something.
All right, go ahead.
But do you want me to wait till you find something, or am I just going to use the bed here for it? I'll leave it to you.
No, you can go for it. This is that Lawrence's voice is the authoritative sounder we're looking for.
Oh, dear God,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, do newscaster voice.
Oh.
Brokaw.
Here is the latest information from weather at Wrigley Field for tonight. Tonight, the forecast calls for thunderstorms and severe weather, but we have been told here at 670 The Score that there is a window for this game to be played.
Whoa.
Between 7 and 9 o'clock. which would mean that there would be a national anthem sung by one Matt Spiegel. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program.
Let's go, Spiegs.
So I'm a confirmed non-scientist. I'm not one. I'm not a meteorologist. Didn't even do well in science in school.
I mean, I guess I should. I could just call one of my friends that actually does this for a living, right?
Right. Or yeah. But I'm looking at the.
Are you doubting the scorecaster now?
It's just that, you know, I've worked with quite a few people who've like won awards and stuff. Shout out to Cheryl Scott and Alicia Roman. I could probably just text a Mary Kay Kleist and be like, hey, what's going to happen?
Emily Walls was outstanding on this.
Right? I don't know why I'm doing weather when I actually know people who are way better at it.
Weren't we talking about this earlier about the people who can be wrong about such things and the people who must be at least kind of accurate even in Chicago weather?
Right.
It's a tough place to do weather, especially this time of year.
It's almost the best job in the world. I don't know.
I'm looking at the weather app, and these are just the words on the screen, Lawrence. It says flooding and tornadoes as severe storms move in.
Is that bad?
It does show that the chance of rain drops from 75% now to 70% only at the time you said for the window to play the game.
Well,
that doesn't sound good, man.
I'm going to send out a few text messages and see if we might be
able to get to the bottom of this thing.
To get a professional on here to talk a little bit about that. While I'm doing that,
Speaks, call us.
Well, I also want to hear someone tell us how safe or unsafe this is for Speaks.
Yes. Well, I don't think that the Cubs were going to let anyone on the field if there's lightning, because that's kind of a rule
right. In
baseball. People got to come off the field if there's lightning in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be safe. It's just that we all want like this to be super for him.
We do.
And I know that just to get to do it is a privilege. But the idea of like packed house and
it's a different thing.
Yeah. You know, that's what
we
want.
I don't want him singing while everybody's like hiding in the back at Wrigley or leaving because they don't think the game is going to get in. I want him to get his day with 40,000 Cubs fans and TV and the whole thing.
All right, I'm going to put out a couple of text messages, but let me ask you both before we have to let Herb go. What's your most favorite or interesting non-Caleb story at Bears?
It's pretty good. That is pretty, pretty good. I look for the pass rush opposite Montez Sweat. I'm going to give Montez Sweat the benefit of the doubt that he can bounce back and return to the form that we saw him have in 2023 before he was injured for most of 24. But they have to figure out what happens opposite him. I know they've invested a pretty chunk of change into Odangbo, and they're hoping that works out. And he had a ton of pressures and hurries out in Indy, and he's hoping to turn those into sacks while he's on the same line with Montez Sweat and Grady Jarrett and the others. So they're hoping for that, but that's not a known thing, right? They're hoping there's another step for Austin Booker. That's not a known thing. Every time we see Dominique Robinson in shorts and T-shirts, he dominates. We heard Coach Johnson talk about how Grady's looked in minicamp, and Dominique Robinson is going to look that way because he is a freakish athlete with great size and speed and athleticism. When the pads come on, you hope that he can maintain that level of play. But again, that's a hope. Booker's a projection, and so is Odangbo. They don't know they're going to be able to consistently get that pass rush they need from the other side. You're talking about a defense that's going to move to a lot of man coverage. Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, like, I don't want them to have to play man coverage for 4.5, 5, 6 seconds. If the ball's coming out in 2.5, 3 seconds, then I feel great about both of those dudes. Can we get that consistent pass rush? And right now, I'm looking for it to come together as we go through summer and preseason.
Yeah, I would have said before you took it basically was Dennis Allen, you know, and how he'll use these pieces that Matt Eberflus had that were looking pretty good. Can he do it better? But all those defensive ends that you mentioned other than Sweat, those are like the prototypical Bears defensive end of the last 10 years where it's guys that it's a fifth round pick. Oh, just trust us. He looks great in practice. Or it's a guy like Odangbo where like he only gets 4 or 5 sacks. Yep. But they're like, oh, he's playing a lot better than the numbers show. Like, I mean, man, we know who the good pass rushers are. We don't have to have explanations and qualifiers.
Yeah.
Like no one has to say that about Myles Garrett.
Right.
No one's like, you know, he's playing better than you guys. Well, no, we know because we see all the sacks. I think I would say the running back situation because Ben Johnson is really going to lean on, or want to at least, lean on running the ball, and they've done very little at that position. And they have committed significant money to DeAndre Swift. And what we saw last year, there is the high potential for those big plays, but that's not it. The way he played last year, sure, that's not it for anybody, sure, in their running game. And it's definitely not going to be it for Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson has history with him. So I don't know. Can Ben Johnson and Eric Bieniemy get DeAndre Swift at his size and at his disposition to play the way that they need him to?
Yeah, to take those tough 3.5-4 yards. I'm not as down on him as some people are. And I remember having a conversation with him about this in the locker room during last season. He was like, yeah, I hear those things and I don't understand why, because I'm willing to hit it up in there. I want to ask.
But he doesn't do that. Because I've had the same conversation with him where DeAndre Swift will tell you exactly what you think he should be saying, mm-hmm, which is, I will do whatever they need me to do. Mm-hmm. But then you watch the games and that's not what happens.
I asked him that last week. I asked him about that last week and he got a little defensive with me. And I was like, bro, I don't even feel that way. I don't know why you're being so defensive with me. I've had this conversation with you. I don't necessarily feel that you can't do those things. But the narrative is out there, and I just want to know if it motivates you at all. But anyway, like, I don't know why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt that Caleb got, that Rome got, that DJ and Cole got, because everybody's numbers were down because, mm-hmm, that offensive line was terrible, mm-hmm, and the system and the structure was in a state of disarray from start to finish. And I think that if we're going to say, well, that gives Caleb room to grow, or that gives Cole room to get back to, you know, the 7-touchdown season, or DJ and Rome to grow, then I think that has to be true about DeAndre as well. He's running behind that same offensive line that Caleb was playing behind, and there's a cumulative effect, just like there's a cumulative effect of taking 68 sacks and you start to see things that may or may not be happening. There's a similar effect when you're the running back and you're like, this is where the track should be, this is where the hole should be. Oh, it's closed. Let me try to bounce this thing or do something else. Eventually, you start to have some times where maybe it actually was there and you should have hit it in there, but you didn't trust it. So you're kind of pattering your feet a little bit. And certainly he was guilty of that, and that's on him. But it's just kind of natural when you keep running your head into a wall. It's like, no, Nate Davis is not going to open up this hole for me. So let me just try to bounce
it. It's interesting. It's like seeing, it's kind of a different, it's a running back's version of seeing ghosts.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly
what you're saying.
I've heard coaches say, give me the respect of getting to the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
And then do what you got to do. Give the play the respect of the hole supposed to be the B gap. Yeah. Run to the B gap.
You got 4-yard runs. You got 6-yard runs. You got some runs you think Mike could take it the distance, right? But if I call a play that's a 4-yard run, get me my 4. After that, you want to bounce it. You want to do whatever you want to do. Go crazy. You want to jump over guys and spin, which I hate to jump over guys. But you want to do all that stuff, do it. But you better get the 4 first. And I think if DeAndre Swift can focus on that, and I think Coach Bieniemy will get him to buy into that, or someone else will be in the game, then I think he'll be okay.
Herb, we appreciate you stopping in and hanging out with us, man. We really, truly appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, Herb Howard is great. Everyone over at It's the Bigs, like, if you're not hip to what they're doing, like, from a cultural standpoint, they are one of the most important media entities in Chicago. And the great covers that they provide, whether it's local high school stuff or the stuff that Herb's doing with the Bears, clearly they have been in the news over the last 24 hours in Chicago because of the Bulls coverage that's going on. This group of people, they're doing a wonderful job. So please support It's the Bigs and Herb Howard for sure. Jason Leisure is in for Speegs. We're going to get some sort of answers. I got like 5 more people in my weather roster that I'm going to text to see if they can jump on and tell us. But when we come back, we're going to audible a little bit, Tanny. Leisure had an experience that he's been dying to tell us about. So I'm going to allow for him to do that as we track down whether or not the Cubs game is going to happen. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure in for Speaks here on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.